This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Hello,
he said.
Hi.
Is this a Mr. a la carte?
Yes.
Asked the operator.
Yes, I would like to take my man to go, please.
Hot.
Do you mean Alucard?
Inquired Alucard.
Also, holy shit, I looked up Penisman thanks to your fucking surname thing, Dave, and apparently a few days ago, somebody was arrested for tagging Penisman graffiti on various locations in Tempe, Arizona. 25 heavily armed SWAT officers arrested him.
What the fuck?
What?
Damn, he must have been huge.
Was he fucking tagging the grave of a dead president?
Well, if you have the surname Penis, chances are you're from Spain or the Philippines.
As the new year and new decade dawns on us all, the promised prophecy has finally come to pass. Steve-O's about to become a parent?
Aw, what a cutie. I'm so happy to meet you, dump truck Treg Borts.
Why are you trying to name my son? His name is going to be Drink for Ugg.
I beg your pardon. As the father of this child, I decree his name be Professor Otto von Sitzipus Krakendish Shagmeyer.
Wait a minute. If Steve-O's the mom instead of the dad, then one, when did he become an Omega? And two, who's the father?
Stay tuned to Friday Night Fan Fiction to find out all the juicy dramatic details and occasionally reads of some terrible fan fiction.
What was next? The Fiend Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan for the Universal. This one, I was like, no, the Fiend's not losing to Daniel Bryan. It was a strat match. It was fucking good.
Y'all can keep talking about it, but the next time you hear me, we will be live.
Like, it was a good-ass strat match. You watch the Fiend get kicked in the balls 4 times, and he's just like, I don't fucking care. I'm the goddamn Fiend. And I'm like, how to fucking write a monster right there? He doesn't even have genitals.
Just gave him a cup.
I mean, yeah, I know. Look, Logan, I know I've watched and played sports video games and stuff my entire life, right? I know the tricks.
I like how you didn't say, I've played sports. You said, I've played sports video games.
Well, that would be a lie if I had said that. I ran track in high school. Come on.
Yeah, it's not a real sport.
I ran track and I tried out for the golf team and didn't make it.
You tried out for the golf team and didn't make it?
All right, look, I'm not good at golf, all right? I'm not ashamed.
It's also not a sport.
It's really not.
It's more like a pastime.
You have to carry your bag of things. Ooh.
Ugh.
But you can hire somebody if you're rich enough, which I always thought was super bougie, but whatever.
Or just drive a cart.
The entirety of golf as an activity is bougie, Dave.
I know. So at this point, I was losing to Darnell 7-6. Now, the last one, if you guess the Royal Rumble winner, you get 5 points. Darnell went for Randy Orton. I'm like, you dumb motherfucker. Randy Orton's not winning a third Rumble. That's going to stay Steve Austin for fucking ever. Because I bet Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre came through for me, buddy.
So you put all your chips in on Drew McIntyre, the long shot. And also, it being 5 points for the Royal Rumble winner, that's kind of bullshit.
Okay, so you get 1 point for every correct guess in a singles match. If it's a triple threat, you get 2 points.
But you both guessed Charlotte Flair.
Right, we both picked Charlotte Flair as the winner. It's not like you have to pick somebody different than the other person. If you pick the same person, you can get a point.
No, I'm saying you didn't get 5 points for that one.
No, we did. We just completely got wrong the Roman Reigns match, so no points there. Oh, I forgot about Becky Lynch and Asuka. That was the other match that I lost on, because I bet Asuka and Darnell bet Becky Lynch.
You went against your wife?
I know, I shouldn't have, but my Japanese wife.
Yeah, I can understand that.
At that point, it was 7-6. I was down a point. First off, Logan, Drew McIntyre was not a long shot, all right? Drew McIntyre has been getting spectacular push as of late, and I'm like, this is going to be it. This is going to be his time.
And still one in like five things they could have gone with.
Oh, I know.
And Darnell just made a bad choice.
Dude, all right. So Darnell was gloating at the start of the Rumble because he was like, eh, all you have to do is just have your guy lose. Drew McIntyre came out at number 13, I think it was. This is probably one of the best Rumbles since like 92. Like, this was a fucking good Rumble. All right. So Brock Lesnar starts at number one, right?
Okay, so I came in right as you said, Brock Lesnar starts at number one. Are we talking about the Royal Rumble?
Yes, we were talking about the Royal Rumble right now.
Yeah, we're going to stop talking about it now. We're not going to go into the nitty-gritty details of a 30-man match.
All I need to know is how many people did Gritty knock out?
Gritty knocked out 12.
Gritty's going to jail.
He knocked out a kid.
Wait, really? He did?
Wait, was the kid...
Yes.
Was the kid there from the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Oh, no.
I hope not.
David, our recurring joke has transcended to real life.
Oh, poor Gritty. I mean, I should feel bad for the kid, but I don't. It's a hockey game.
You feel bad for Gritty for having to go to jail?
There's lots of kids out there. There's only one Gritty.
You shouldn't go to jail for hitting somebody at a hockey game. It's expected.
We paid for blood!
Exactly!
I thought it was an accident.
You don't hit children on accident. Not with your fist.
Oh, okay.
Gritty goes to jail. Harold and Kumar 3.
No, that would be Harold Kumar 4.
Wait a minute. Did Gritty punch a 13-year-old boy in the back? Is this the thing that actually happened?
Yeah.
What the fuck? We missed the show for 1 week and Gritty gets thrown in prison.
Yeah, that's our influence.
Gritty has thrown an entire sheet cake at people, punched a ref, and assaulted Santa with a holiday wreath. But when the Inquirer broke the news Wednesday that a dad from Delaware actually reported Gritty to Philadelphia police for allegedly punching his son in the back during a photo op, it almost broke the internet.
I'm going to argue with fucking Lack of Sense real quick. Lack of Sense, buddy, I love you. Lesnar eliminating 12 dudes in rapid succession was awesome. All right. I know nobody likes Lesnar as a champion because he doesn't do anything except go out and sweat every now and then.
And show up on a pay-per-view, maybe.
Every other pay-per-view, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Lesnar sucks as a champion, but this...
You just said Lester.
Lester. Lester from Beekman's World shows up once a month and is like, I guess I'll go F5 a dude into some cheese.
Speaking of once in anything, that's very closely related to what we're reading tonight. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm your host, Steve-O. I'm sorry about last week. I had to work 15 hours in a single day.
I mean, it happens.
It does happen, and it sucks. Joining me tonight are David, Logan, Valerie, and Sean, and our guests, Diz, Don, and Rose, will be here in about an hour.
Woo!
But until then, you know what? Fuck it. No fan fiction reading. You guys go ahead and talk about the Royal Rumble.
No, I want to read the fan fiction.
I opened the floor for you all to continue talking and just...
Bruh, I literally don't even watch wrestling anymore. I just tangentially pay attention to it through David these days.
All right, so Logan, what happened was people kept getting fed to Lesnar. Like,
nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, I know. I've paid enough attention to Lesnar.
Did R-Truth throw Lesnar out?
No, Drew McIntyre eliminated Lesnar, but what ended up happening was for like the first 13 dudes, one by one, each got thrown out by Lesnar, kind of echoing how Stone Cold and CM Punk both kind of did that shit way back when, which is fucking great because we don't see that very often. But you have to respect the fact that the final boss of the WWE is what he is.
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah, you don't. You don't have to, but at the same time, I wasn't on board because I was like, oh, are they going to make this go all the way? But then that made it all the sweeter when Drew McIntyre fucking claymores the shit out of Brock and then throws him out. I didn't know this, but Drew McIntyre is bigger than Brock. He dwarfs Brock by like 3 inches and is as wide. And I'm like, holy fuck, this guy's fucking gigantic.
All right, can we read the fanfic now?
Yes, please.
He gave him a Glasgow kiss and a fucking claymore, and that was
it. All right, here we go. Tonight we're reading, and we're definitely not going to finish it because only half the story is 166 pages. This is Castlevania 1970. Disco of Evil!
So now you're queuing Italo Disco, right?
The backing track for this entire show from now on is just Italo Disco. And occasionally Whips Memory by the Katahiroi.
No, just put on Toyota Disco for, like, forever.
Yeah, I can't do that because then all your beautiful talking is going to be covered up by him going, oh, I'm driving over the mountain, shit.
I'm not the Kershoker. I'm real far.
Silica.
Can we do, like, a choir version of Toyota Disco by Larry Ogi?
Do you want to organize this and make it happen?
I don't, but if you could somehow do that, sure.
Then no.
I like how you come up with ideas and then you're like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, he's the idea guy that people heard about yeah. when they were kids.
I'm the idea guy. Lacassence, you're right. Ricochet fucking beaning Brock in the nuts was absolutely needed, but Ricochet didn't at least get eliminated by Brock, so Ricochet's still protected, and I'm happy with that.
Starting us off is going to be me. Gaijin Dan Mastriani and Improfanfic present quite possibly the most ludicrous idea Dan Mastriani has ever had.
Hold on. This one requires me to do this.
Wait!
Gaijin Dan Mastriani and Improfanfic present quite possibly the most ludicrous idea Dan Mastriani has ever had.
Mastriani.
Mastriani has ever had. Castlevania 1970, Disco of Evil.
You want to just do the whole first page then, buddy?
Oh, sure. I'll usurp your power.
He's offering.
I just like the fact that you're doing things.
Who's the mean black priest who drives all the undead wild?
Shift!
You're damn right. And who's the slick creep that don't let Dracula stay asleep?
Shift!
You're damn right. You know I hear that Shaft is one bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Just talk about Shaft.
We can dig it.
After 200 years, the half vampire.
200 years sleep.
Oh shit, you're right. That's what it says. After 200 years of sleep.
After 200 years sleep, the half-vampire son of Dracula, Alucard, once again rose from the grave. Damn 18th century alarm clock. Strolling majestically to his front door, Alucard opened it gracefully and was summarily buried in 200 years worth of unopened mail. After 2 weeks of applying his mad vampiric reading skills around the clock and throwing away all the bills, Alucard had whittled down the pile of mail to letters he had received within the last 5 years. He read aloud,
"Join the Columbia House Records Club. 500 hours of AOL free bill. Join the Columbia House Record Club. Bill, AOL. Bill, join the Columbia House Record. Join BGM Music Club.
BMG.
That's what I said, yeah. BMG Music
no,
Club.
No, you said BGM.
Join the AOL Music Club. You've got music. Join BMG Music Club. AOL. Publishers Clearinghouse. AOL. AOL Columbia. What's this? A letter from my father's castle.
Alucard sliced open the envelope with a sword from his oversized collection, prompting the number 9999 to appear over it briefly. And the summary disintegration of the said envelope, leaving only the letter behind.
Nice.
Dear young master, I hope this letter finds you well. Having taken to fighting against your father the last few centuries, I thought you might like to know that Castlevania has once again appeared upon the earthly plane.
Can you get a little closer to your mic?
I'm trying to read this, but I have to have the mic, like, in front of me, man. Come on, dude.
Yes, you do.
Yes. That's how it works.
That's part of being a radio host, Dave.
And the Black Priest Shaft has once again raised Lord Dracula from eternal slumber. Included are a map of the castle as it now stands, directions to the castle, and information on the latest descendant of the Belmont clan.
You're almost Morgan Freeman.
That'll be $1,000. Have a nice day, the Master Librarian.
Alucard nodded to himself.
So my father is up to evil once more. Surely it is up to myself and this Robert Belmont to defeat him and restore peace to the world. I must embark upon this quest immediately, lest the world be plunged into darkness. But first, I must pay my bills.
All right, should I go next or does somebody else want to go?
I vote that the one man stand beforeing me today is the one that shall read next. And that man, his name is Valerian.
All right.
It's David.
David's just staring in the mirror. I'll just read forever.
Guess I'll just read this entire... I got the pep right now. I could.
My most funkadelic dog,
oh,
Master,
yeah!
Dracula.
That's what I'm talking about, Logan. Get the voice in there, buddy.
Intoned the black priest Shaft. You're awake and jiving once again.
Tongue my ear hole's butthole with your voice, Logan. Yeah.
Please, let your humble servant know your first request.
Bunhole!
No.
Dracula stirred in his throne, thinking deeply.
I wish for you to kill Yoshitaka Amano. His drawing makes me look like a girl.
His drawings make me look like a girl.
Yeah, what he said.
I dig that groove, my lord and master. It shall be done.
Is this why Audie thought you were black?
Wait, Audie thought Logan was black?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Audie thought Logan was black.
Audie thought I was black until he met me, and then the first thing he ever said to my face was, "You're not black."
How did you forget this story, Dave? Oh, I know you remember he was slamming the fucking noodle place we went to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, the fucking yachts. He's like, oh, I like Taco Bell, but Vietnamese is fucking gross.
Taco Bell is terrible.
No.
We disagree there.
I had no choice but to eat there recently, and God, it tasted like vomit.
Well, did you order the Vomit Supremo? Because that's not a good burrito.
That's the one burrito not to order, the Vomit Supremo.
I got the beefy five layer.
The beefy five layer, which is Spanish for Vomit Supremo.
Yeah, it's the Vomit Supremo.
Logan, buddy, they're bringing back the nacho fries.
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Logan, buddy, all right, that was
Say
more...
Say Steve-o, buddy, they're bringing back the nacho fries.
Logan, buddy, tell Steve that they're bringing back the nacho fries.
I hate you.
I don't care, and I'm not going to tell him.
Logan, you have to tell him, otherwise he'll never hear it from me. We don't speak anymore.
Yeah, I know. It'll be really unfortunate because you guys don't speak anymore. After, you know, he refused to name his son Treg.
No, that's why you and I don't talk anymore. We have specific reasons we don't talk to one another, but they're all different.
I just want you to know the first toy I'm going to ever buy for your son is
don't
going to be
a dump truck.
Well, buy him a Tonka dump truck and you won't be able to stop me.
Just get him the Bob the Builder like deluxe set. You don't need to just get him a dump truck.
Man, he can't afford a deluxe set on a salaryman's salary.
Do I strike you as a salaryman?
I don't know. You go to work in a suit every day and you drink.
What?
And I drink?
Are you confusing Logan with somebody who you made up?
No.
Are you sure?
David, I go to work at the hospital every day.
In a suit.
Yeah, fucking in a suit every day.
Yeah.
Scrubs are a kind of suit.
Exactly.
Yes, I suppose.
No! Put a bow tie, like one of those clip-on bow ties.
But hang it from your name tag.
My name tag hangs from my pocket, though. It doesn't hang from my neck because it you know, irritates my neck. The side pockets on the sides of my scrubs, it hangs from one of those.
Oh, so people gotta look at your crotch in order to see your name.
Well, people are already looking at my crotch, so.
I mean, yeah, it just sits there and it's like, bam.
Shaft!
Yeah, that's what they're looking at when they look down there.
It shall be done. But what of your son, Alucard? And the latest heir to the Belmont line, Robert, should we not prepare for them? Dracula leaned to the other side of his throne. Send some obviously incompetent minions. This has never worked in the past. But being the extremely arrogant master of evil that I am quite sure that this time will break tradition.
Why does this sound like a plan that Evil Betty would come up with?
But, Mom! Stuff comes out when I do it!
You did what to my Game Boy?
Whine the teenage heir to the Belmont line, Robert.
I don't care, Robert.
I do not care.
I do not care, Robert. This is the last time you will destroy a brand new candelabra with that musty old whip of yours.
Does a whip have must?
Well, whips are generally made out of leather, and leather definitely has must.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll give that.
Especially if you leave it in a musty room.
That makes sense.
Scolded back Robert's mother.
Must I remind you of the horrible fiasco when we visited the Weinsteins during Hanukkah?
Oh, good. You got at least 3 spit drops on the screen. You said Hanukkah right.
Is Belmont a Jewish name?
Just because he's not Jewish doesn't mean they can't have Jewish friends.
Also, we lost Georg.
I see we lost Georg.
No, Mom!
No, Logan! We need to have a clap just in case Craig also dies. So,
you know that's not how that works.
1, 2, 3, clap.
Clap. Okay, that was the worst fucking sync I've ever heard
two,
in my life.
1, 2, 3, clap.
Clap!
God, stop trying to do this. It's a bad idea.
1, 2, 3,
it
clap.
Steve-O, the clap literally only works when you have an audio and visual cue to link up. That's what it's for.
No, the clap works regardless, Logan. You work at a hospital, you should know.
No, Mom, but look, a magic dagger fell out of this one.
Oh, good Lord.
Wait, hold on. All right, good. We're all synced up.
Yeah, all synced up now.
That tears it. No son of mine will be playing with magical daggers that fall out of broken candelabras. You are grounded, young man.
David, no. Now you and I can't go to Bucky's.
Aw, man. I really like Bucky's. Steve.
What?
Motherfucker. All right. Dude, you left
Lude.
That fucking...
Lude.
You left the fucking jalapeno candy jalapenos over here, and I couldn't get Darnell to take them after the rumble. I tried to trick him. I tried to trick him so hard, but he didn't fall for it.
Why would you try to trick him? They're delicious.
You didn't take them. Why didn't you take them? You could have taken them.
Dave, I thought you were such a fucking spice head now.
Yeah, but I like other things that aren't candied jalapenos.
That sounds really tasty. You should eat them.
I'm not going to eat them.
Why aren't you going to eat them?
Because I'm not going to eat them.
Are you not a true Doom spice head?
Did you say Dune or Doom?
Doom.
Why Doom?
David, you don't have to answer, just clap.
Great. Mrs. Belmont pointed to Robert's room sternly. Defeated, the young man stalked off to read the latest issue of Whipping Things Monthly.
And you are absolutely not to read that horrible magazine about whipping things.
Or not.
Why does she kink shame?
She's trying to defend her property against her rambunctious son.
She's like, Steve, oh, how can you enjoy anything other than missionary?
Through a sheet.
Through a sheet.
Missionary's so boring after a while.
Maybe you say so, but...
Maybe you just need to add the sheet.
Make a face on the sheet.
You need the additional friction from the sheet, buddy.
As if the latex glove wasn't enough friction already. I actually looked Val in the face in the shower the other day and said, Val, I love you, my little latex glove.
Oh.
I'm sorry. My little holed sock.
Oh.
Did she strike you?
Yeah. Did she throw down? Did she E-Honda your ass with the 100 hand slap?
No.
She should have.
Val, are you getting angry again right now?
Yes.
He still deserves it. Frankly, he just didn't understand his mother's attitude. Whipping things is what Belmonts do. At least, that had been what his father always taught him.
Son, he'd always said, we're Belmonts. We whip things. That's what we do. This is very important, as someday a bizarre item falling out of a whip candle may save your life.
We're Hubbards. We play games. That's what we do.
I thought you were going to be, we're Hubbards. We come up with ideas. That's what we do.
I like that one.
I mean, it's true, so...
The young boy had taken those words to heart, but still his habits had angered his mother. Ah, if only his father hadn't disappeared mysteriously 5 years ago, or gotten lost walking to the supermarket. Either could have happened. It's hard to tell with Edward Belmont.
Turns out Dracula went out for cigarettes and was like...
Yeah.
But he wasn't going out for cigarettes this time, he was going out for scratch-off lottery tickets.
Somewhere, Edward Belmont was doing something. However, I won't tell you where or what... as that would ruin the surprise.
Bortz is either from Germany or from South Africa.
Wait, what?
The Bortz surname? You're either from Germany or from South Africa, homie.
German, nickname for a little fellow from Low German dialect, word meaning buttocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name means butts!
Yep.
Yes!
Steve-O Butts!
It all makes sense.
Didn't someone tell you that before?
We're never gonna hear the fucking end of this now.
We worked at the beginning, now we're just going to get farther away from the end.
Alucard, having sent many checks to many utility companies, was finally on his way to the address for Robert Belmont provided by the master librarian.
Oh, where is the penis surname from? Spain, of course.
He stalked purposely down the street, not owning a car, until a nearby pay telephone rang. Deciding to answer this nearby payphone.
Pay telephone.
Ugh, goddammit. Pay telephone. Alucard lifted the receiver from its cradle and spoke into it.
Hello,
he said.
Hi.
Is this a Mr. Alucard?
Yes.
Asked the operator.
Yes, I would like to take my man to go, please.
Hot.
Do you mean Alucard?
Inquired Alucard.
Also, holy shit, I looked up Penisman thanks to your fucking surname thing, Dave, and apparently a few days ago, somebody was arrested for tagging Penisman graffiti on various locations in Tempe, Arizona. 25 heavily armed SWAT officers arrested him.
What the fuck?
What?
Damn, he must have been huge.
Was he fucking tagging the grave of a dead president?
Well, if you have the surname Penis, chances are you're from Spain or the Philippines.
Oh, wonderful.
No, it's Penis Man.
No, this is straight up just Penis surname.
I know what yours is. I'm saying Penis Man. Sorry, Logan.
Yes, that's it. You have a collect call from Mr. Master Librarian.
A Mr. Penis Man.
Would you like to accept the charges? Queried the operator.
Yes, I shall accept them.
Didn't question Alucard, as that had been a statement. What?
Yeah, it was a statement, so it was not a question.
He didn't question them, as it had been a statement.
Sarah has corrected me. It's not Tempe, it's Tempe.
Ha!
Arizona's weird.
Your face is weird.
It is.
I mean, have you seen it? It scrunches weirdly to the left. That has no basis in reality, by the way.
I know.
Who wants to go next? Or, Logan, who do you see in the mirror and decree that it shall be?
Mirror, mirror, on the wall.
Who's got the biggest balls of all?
Sean's the fairest of them all.
Who has the biggest Seanly balls?
Seanly balls.
Young master, is that you? The master librarian's voice is far away and tinny, which made sense seeing as he was calling long distance.
Yep, that's how it works.
Unless you're using a tin can, that ain't how it fucking works.
No, that's how it works.
Yes, it is I, Alucard, the cursed half-breed son of Dracula, whose human and vampire natures even war with each other, and who struggles to do good in the face of overwhelming evil. I charge $20 for listening to exposition. I'll add it to your tab. Were he not too cool and bishonen to do so?
What does that mean?
Bishonen?
Yeah.
Pretty boy.
Oh.
Like, you know, with the sparkles and everything?
Yeah, I got it. It's the anime thing.
Alucard might have had a large, comical bead of sweat appear humorously behind his head, but this isn't that type of series.
Aww.
Well, maybe a little.
Yay!
The library continued. I've just called to tell you that a group of obviously incompetent minions have been dispatched by Lord Dracula, your father, to kill you and the young Belmont boy. So you should probably watch out. I thought you'd like to know. That warning will be $50.
$75.
$1. Alucard hung up the phone.
Why does he always say $1?
Whip! Robert cracked his weapon of choice viciously at the spot of thin air he'd been targeting. Whip! Yeah, that would have busted some candles. Whip! Robert had to face it. Being grounded was boring as hell. Locked in his room with no candles.
Were you guys grounded as kids?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Many times.
Yep.
It didn't work.
What's the longest time you were ever grounded for?
Basically from when I was 13 to when I was thrown out of the house.
Jesus, how long was that?
I don't know, Steve. How long is 5 years?
5 years.
There you go.
For me, it didn't work because I would throw a tantrum for like 15 minutes and then for the rest of the day just get my paper craft stuff out or anything like that.
You were a productive, grounded person.
Yeah. My mom often had to grab me for supper because I would just not realize so much time had passed.
And what about you, Logan?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got grounded. I couldn't tell you what the longest time was because I don't remember.
Sean?
Are we including indentured servitude for working on the farm?
Didn't realize that was still a thing in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called living on a farm.
Living on a farm, oh yeah.
Living on the farm, the Sean Lawler porno.
No. No.
Yeah, porno.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I really wish something would happen, wish Robert. As we all know, this is a very stupid thing to say in this sort of story. Appropriately, a troop of fishmen and zombies took this opportunity to bust down a wall. The fourth one. Hehe, get it?
No.
Fourth wall?
I don't
get it.
You know, because this is a chibi.
I don't get it.
And there's lots of fourth wall breaking in those.
No, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
It's a joke, see?
I can't see. It's a radio show.
You get it, right?
No.
Don't you?
No, I don't get it.
Oh my god, I could go for Oreos right now.
Oh, I have Oreos. I'll get them later. ... Said the monsters, not being able to talk.
No, they don't talk.
$%!!! Is what we'll say Robert said.
I didn't realize you spoke Q-bert.
Yeah. Robert is spoking.
And this is a family story, and I should like any heavy swearing. What the hell are these things?
Well, that lasted a long time, didn't it?
Hell is acceptable.
Hell counts as a heavy swear.
Hell is for children.
Hell would not get beep, but damn and fuck would.
Oh. Hmm.
Hell's in the Bible, but so is damn and fuck.
Is fuck in the Bible?
Yes, it is. Right there next to the part about stoning gays.
Is fuck in the Bible? Etymology of the F word.
The joke being that there is no part in the Bible that says to stone gays, so don't do it, kids.
Exactly.
But if these gays want to get stoned themselves, they can go up to Canada or California.
Yeah, if you want to smoke the devil's lettuce and get real high,
they can go outside and eat gravel.
I don't want to go outside and eat gravel. We already tried that queasy bake oven and it wasn't good.
Well, you're not gay, so that's not an option for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Only gay people are allowed to eat gravel.
I'm not arguing with you, Logan. I believe you. Don't hurt me.
I'm going to hurt you.
No, you're not. Well, I mean,
on a deep metaphysical level.
That's fine. I'm used to that.
He's going to reach through to your essence and grab hold.
Remember, I'm best friends with David. I am very familiar with this.
What?
Nobody's questioning it.
Except for David, who said what? Now that you're telling me that because I'm not gay, I can't go eat gravel, I'm going to go out and do it just to prove you wrong.
Wait, do you have FOMO of eating gravel?
Pika?
Pika.
Yeah, we call it pika.
Also, Logan, you're in the middle of doing your goddamn show. Why are you still in the ASMR chill zone?
I'm literally always in the ASMR chill zone, man.
... Answered the monsters, not being able to talk. Now, as an upteenth generation vampire hunter with tremendous natural ability and a really cool whip. Ha, ha, get it? Robert knew exactly what to do in this situation. He screamed like a little girl.
Oh!
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you screamed as a little girl, Val?
Yeah, Muppet Val.
Oh, right.
That's how she screams nowadays.
This proved ineffective against the caliber of monster Robert faced. That is, stupid ones that don't expect powerful heroes to come to the rescue. As it turned out, this is exactly what they should have expected, and not the Spanish Inquisition. After all, no one expects the Spanish Inquisition, and they weren't coming anyway.
All right, you know, lack of sense, that might be the episode title. If the Spanish Inquisition had been coming, maybe they wouldn't have been such dicks.
What they should have expected, that being a hero rushing to the rescue, came in the form of Alucard, shoving his Ginzu sword, $20 at Samurai Pizza Cat's auction on eBay, through the chest of a zombie. The zombie promptly exploded in a burst of flame, Don't ask.
I'm gonna ask anyway. Why?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask as well. Why?
Yeah, why'd you do that? That was so rude.
I don't know.
Why did we even consider bringing you on as a host?
I don't know. I'm just gonna leave then. Bye.
Aww.
Just leave it be, sicko.
Aw.
And I don't mean sicko as in, like, you're a sick, deranged person, but sicko as in, Sean, I hope you feel better very soon.
Okay, I'm back. Are you Robert Belmont? Asked Alucard. Just the sort to not mind being surrounded by zombies and fishmen terribly much. Monsters, answered Robert, thereby not really telling Alucard what he wanted to know. Yes, but they're really just obviously incompetent minions. I wouldn't mind them terribly much were I...
Tap, 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 tap.
I wouldn't mind them terribly much were I you. Alucard demonstrated by slashing a fishman lightly, causing it to spontaneously combust.
Ooh, it's 4th of July again.
Wait, are you under the impression that fish spontaneously combust on the 4th of July?
That's what fireworks come from. That's why the Inner Harbor's so horribly polluted and why they have the best fireworks display.
All I remember about, not 4th of July, but New Year's for the fireworks display down at the Inner Harbor was that the traffic was so bad it took me an extra 30 minutes to get home and I hated it.
Yeah, on 4th of July, it took us an hour and a half to get out of the parking garage. We were actually in one of the penthouses in the fucking Glass Leg Mason building back in the day for 4th of July, and that was... It was a great display. I also totally nicked one of the pens from there, and then it took us an hour and a half to get home.
And that's your karmic retribution for stealing?
Yeah.
But my karmic retribution was doing this show for 5 years with all of you.
Love you too.
Uh-huh.
So, I ask again, are you Robert Belmont? Bob. Pardon? Everyone calls me Bob. Bob Belmont?
Bob Belmont.
Okay, I'll go. Yeah. I'm sorry, what does Bob Belmont sound like?
He's a teenager.
It's whatever your imagination can do, Steve.
He sounds like the guy with the pimply face from The Simpsons.
Got it. Yeah, my dad was Ed Belmont. I see. Replied Alucard, obviously not having expected such a decrease in the Belmont line. Perhaps it was the result of inbreeding? Real Folger's coffee. That might explain a few things now that he, though, on it. But that wasn't important now. Well, Bob Belmont, to your feet! We must vanquish these obviously incompetent minions surely and swiftly if we are to defeat my father, Dracula!
Da-da-da!
Replied Bob, not quite catching that last bit. Despite being in the middle of causing bizarre monsters to blow up for no adequately explained reason, Alucard simply couldn't deny the fans an exposition. Alucard unzipped his pants. Zzzzup. For centuries now, the Belmont line of legendary vampire hunters has warred with the great vampire Dracula, of whom I am the cursed half-breed son, whose human and vampire natures ever war with each other, and who struggles to do good in the face of overwhelming evil, like Logan insisting we listen to that entire album that the song The Hunger is on.
It's an amazing album.
It is not!
Your ears are just broken.
Your ears?
Yeah, they are broken. He's going deaf.
They're broken from listening to that fucking... fucking sample.
No, they're broken from years of listening to the garbage that we spew every Wednesday.
That might also be true.
Eh?
Huh?
Eh? Eh?
For this year, everybody just send me various sizes of ear trumpets.
Eh?
I want to make one of those. What the fuck is that Marble Madness thing that you used to do as a kid? Those stand-up, super colorful.
It's Marble Madness.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay, I'll need to look it up and buy one because I want to make a thing of ear trumpets that I can send marbles through. Defeating him so that the very world might be spared from eternal darkness and damnation under his cruel and evil rule. Ooh. But alas, every 100 years my father does yet rise again. Oh, I miss my dad.
I thought I liked seeing movies, but it turns out I just like eating candy in a dark room where it's illegal to talk to me.
That's why it's hard to watch movies with you, Steve, because you incessantly talk.
I only lean over to my wife every now and then and say, this scene is brought to you by whatever obvious product placement is in the middle of it.
Hey, Logan, you know you can put me on mute. I won't be offended.
I do.
But that's good. Then why do you respond to me?
Because every once in a while, I'll turn you off mute just to remind myself why I put you on mute.
Gotta take the good with the bad, man.
All right, that hurt a little bit more than I expected it to. Once again, putting all humanity at the edge of grievous peril. Why, I recall not 400 years ago when I met Trevor Belmont, your noble ancestor and a vampire hunter of great strength and fortitude, who defeated me and showed my eyes to the light that is good and also burned, causing me to turn against my detestable father and join your family in his undoing. We had an excellent beer drinking contest afterwards. Ask me not who won, however, as I became far too drunk and thus do not remember. Continuing along this line, whenever I have woken from my death-like centuries-long sleep, I have aided a member of your lineage in victory over the forces of not niceness. Regrettably, the vile Dracula rises once again. It is our duty, no, sacred mission to defeat him and bring peace to the world, at least until next Tuesday, which I have on good authority. Maybe the apocalypse details were sketchy, however, and you should not quote me on that. I say, are you listening, Bob Belmont?
What? Oh.
No.
Sorry, I'm looking at Cypher porn.
I started playing Game Boy like an hour ago.
You turned me down and then turned me up to remind me why you turned me down. While Bob Belmont was turning Steve-O back up to remind himself why he turned him down, was making some effort to pay attention, the fact that the monsters had begun to advance on him during Alucard's speech was also taking up some of his focus. Backed into a corner, Bob found himself with no recourse. He once again screamed like a little girl, Val.
Like every girl I know.
I was reminded of the time I lost my virginity just now.
Like every girl I know.
Noting this, Alucard sprung into action. David, I need a spring noise. Get closer to the mic and give me a spring noise.
Oh, Jesus.
You really fucking asked for that one, huh?
So, that's a solid brick there.
Yeah, David, get close enough to be intimate, but not so close that you turn them into deafness.
Boy, yoying.
Thank you. Also, ow.
You're welcome.
That's why I always have Dave turned down, because he does that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You went too far away again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Up there's Logan in the ASMR chill zone right now.
This is not doing it for me.
Oh, sorry. Today I'm going to take you on a journey to a thrift store. Here I am pulling things off the rack. Oh, this one's too big. I have to put it back.
Here I am unrolling 350 yards of carpenter's paper.
Carpenter's paper?
You mean painter!
Like, and now I'm going to.
I've been a carpenter. I don't think we have a special paper.
I'm going to now tap my microphone with my flicks.
No. You got to do it lighter than that.
Oh.
A little bit lighter. Yeah, no, that's perfect. No, you're scratching it too quickly.
David, here's one for you. Repeatedly opening an Xbox 360 game case.
I thought you said we're going to say a controller to replace the batteries because they should drain it like crazy.
I can hear it from the other room.
Not very good ASMR. He swept his sword in a wide arc, defeating all the remaining monsters. I actually was about to say defeating all the girls.
Ah!
In a single fell swoop, except for one that was currently leaping towards the young Belmont and seemed to be a bit out of range. Time slowed as this was a very dramatic moment, and as such merited a cool slow motion shot. The monster slid forward through the air. Bob continued to scream. Val just screamed continuously. The monster moved. Bob screamed. The monster moved. And then something struck Bob.
Muppet Val screams are my ASMR.
It was a candle catalog that had just fallen off the shelf above his head. But this brought Ed's words back to Bob. Note to self, add some weird reverb and delay to this line.
Someday, a bizarre item falling out of a whipped candle may save your life.
Life. Every time we play board games, you ask to play life. I want to play Sorry this time.
I literally have never asked you to play life in my life. I asked you to play Kingdom Death Monster with me many times.
You've asked me once and I said I was busy.
No, I've asked you more than once.
You have not asked me more than once.
Yes, I have. I asked, in fact, all of you if you wanted to play it online on Tabletop Simulator.
You have not asked me that.
Yes, I have.
Hey, Logan, look here. In this invisible list in my hand, I also have the amount of times you've asked me after the first one to play Kingdom Death Monster, right next to David writing down your totally written predictions for the Royal Rumble.
Doesn't matter if David forgot to write them down. I'm still the most right.
Steve, he said that it was a verbal conversation, and while I can't say that he didn't say that, I also am pretty trusting of Logan. He's not the kind of guy who would lead us astray.
I can't understand you unless you're lightly tapping your microphone.
I'm just not doing that, Steve.
Taking advantage of the extended time allotted for revelation during an action sequence, Bob thought long and hard on this. An item from a candle? Or maybe a candelabra. Reaching into his pocket, Bob drew forth the magic dagger that had fallen from his mother's new candelabra.
And he blew into it.
Happy birthday. Oh, speaking of, Troy Sim Phoenix, fellow FNF staffer. Happy birthday to you. I only hear two of us singing.
I'm bound by law not to sing.
That's a lie.
I found that if I sing it separately and force you to layer it over in the recording, it's more fun for me.
I'm sick.
10 minutes from now.
Yes.
You're going to start singing Happy Birthday, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Having enough hearts to make use of a special weapon, Bob hurled the pointy object into the remaining beast's chest, whereupon both disintegrated in a rather underdone special effect. Val, you're up.
No, I'm sitting.
Val, your turn to read.
Okay.
Don't stand up.
No. I am not the real Slim Shady. Sorry, my microphone keeps going down.
I'm standing up.
Oh, no, it's fully down.
It's okay, we're professionals here.
Never mind. Good work, Bob Belmont. We have dispatched the obviously incompetent minions to the very last. However, your hiding and cowering, while effective, do not make full use of the resources available to you.
No lie. If Konami made a game based on this story, it would still be far and away better than any of the last five Castlevania games.
I thought the last five Castlevania games were pachinko games.
That's a joke.
Being near 600 years old, surely I should offer you suggestions in improving your technique and surviving the dangerous situation that are sure to arise on our perilous quest, so that you may become a vampire hunter of the same stature as your noble ancestors.
Alucard beamed at his new protege.
Alucard coughed at his new protege.
Right in his face.
It was exactly at this moment that Mrs. Belmont burst into the room and, surveying the damage, commenced to yell, Robert Simon Trevor Lucy Belmont! What have you done to your room? You are grounded for 2 more years! And clean this mess up this very second!
I thought David's yell earlier was making me deaf. I stand corrected. That's made me more deaf.
Meh. Bob gulped. Any suggestion, Alucard? Without deliberation, Alucard answered, Yes, I suggest we run away. And so they did. To be continued! There's no D.
I know. You did good.
Author's notes. I wrote this in the span of approximately one day after purchasing Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Excellent game, BTB. And having the idea pop into my head the night of the 6th.
As you can see, it's incredibly silly, rather short, and has not be proofread a single iota. Hopefully, however, you'll find it sufficiently amusing and vote for it anyhow, please.
Make sure to register to vote, like, favorite, subscribe, hit that bell.
Smash that comment section.
Poo!
Smash that blue apron promotion.
We don't make money from that.
Val, what was it? It makes my mind brilliance? Is that what you were...
Yes.
No, that was my joke, first off.
Yes.
I know, she was trying to think of it the other day.
Oh.
I know, it keeps my mind brilliance. I just pulled it up.
It keeps my mind brilliance.
When my blue apron audible
no,
something...
No, let me... That's what was said.
David, go ahead and say it again.
It keeps my mind brilliance. I put 3 scoops of audiobooks in my morning bowl of Blue Apron nature boxes. It keeps my mind brilliance, and I am sure to pass my Great Courses Plus. At night, when I am shaving to sleep, and I open my fan crate and get this month's theme, Adam and Chewy Skillshare.
Adam and Chewy.
I listened to it so many times on repeat just to write down every single word correctly.
At least one of those things is now defunct.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Which one?
Fan crate.
It went bankrupt.
Adam and Eve is still around. Chewie's still around. Skillshare's still around.
Street Overlord lasted longer than Loot Crate.
You can't kill Street Overlord. Street Overlord only kills you.
David, what the hell was that fucking supplement that we found the other day on eBay while streaming on the Twitch?
Oh, the fucking man supplement?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it seemed dubious.
It was like elephant something?
Yeah.
Elephant cocks or something?
Elephantitis?
No, it wasn't elephantitis. Elephant 9000, that's what it's called. And the image is just amazing. It's scary as hell. Better, stronger, no headache, made in USA. Feel the power.
Ooh, the power.
Power!
Then there was another one that was a gorilla.
Wow.
Yes.
Dietary supplement.
Don't do it. Don't do that. You will die.
No, it's not like Street Overlord where it'll actually kill you.
I think this next one came out before the whole Harambe thing, but still, it's probably very prescient. Gorilla 98.
Yeah, it did.
He's got my vote.
Wow. With the background, like, behind the flag, it's just explosions.
That's like a gas cloud.
All right. A lot of minus slangs. Castlevania 1970. Disco of Evil. Chapter 2. When the dancing stops and the lights go down low. I swear that's from a song somewhere. The chapter by E.L. Rutt. Down but not out. The whole crazy concept created by Gaijin Dan Mastriani. Stay tuned for a super fun contest. A lot of ASCII.
Oh, that's a shame. It looks like Dracula can't have Gorilla 98 because it has garlic in it.
Welp. And run they did. They ran for miles and miles. No song, no Proclaimer jokes.
No, I'm too busy looking at other animal-based supplements.
Run and run and run and run and run and run
and run and run.
What was that one we found? Ejaculoid?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ejaculoid is sponsoring my funeral at this point.
Is that because you'll take Ejaculoid and then die?
Getting a heart attack.
Well, it prevents bone rot.
Wait, hang on. Steve-O.
Yes?
Did you take Ejaculoid to get your wife pregnant?
No. I stopped taking my Prozac and I stopped having erectile dysfunction. My anxiety is the only thing that makes me hard anymore. That's why...
No, that's not how that works.
Listen to
it's
me.
It's just that Prozac makes your dick no good.
Yeah. So he needs more stress.
Yeah,
I'm switching over to Remeron.
So what do you do if you don't take Prozac and your dick no good?
Then you're obviously too chill.
Then you take...
Ejaculoid.
No, don't take Ejaculoid.
Gorilla 98.
Yeah.
Dave, you could just take Tadalafil for that.
Totodile, that's a Pokemon.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it was in the movie that we watched.
No.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
No, that's what I said.
That would make sense considering that fucking Ash's mom got it on with the Entei or whatever.
Yep.
She did get it on with the Entei.
Oh, Tadalafil's just generic Cialis.
Yes.
Okay.
They kept on running until it seemed humanly and vampirically Impossible to run any further, yet they ran more. They ran so far and so fast that if I were to possibly try to quantify it in terms understandable to the human mind, your brain would explode and I'd probably be sued for the cost of cleanup.
Sorry, I looked up Tadalafil and there's a health.getroman.com. 5-star from what our members are saying. I wanted to express my appreciation. I have been married 35 years and suffered from ED for some time, but was embarrassed to discuss this problem with my doctor. Thank goodness I saw your ad on TV. It was so easy to complete your screening, and I received my prescription days later. I feel like a man again and can't thank you enough. Member from Florida, February 2019. Eyes David and questions if he's actually as young as he says he is.
Yes, I am.
I mean, you've told me before that you were born 6'4". It also wouldn't surprise me if you were born 35 years old and married.
I mean, yeah, but then I also stayed that way for the next 35 years.
And with that, we're going to go away and grab our guests. Caffeine gets me so anxious, which gets me so hard. That's why I take Elephant 97.
Honestly, I deliberately avoided buying a caffeine drink because I was like, this is going to be a problem. And right now, I'm so happy I did, because if I had had caffeine, that would have been a problem.
You want to know what's great?
What?
I discovered a caffeinated chocolate bar that I've been eating a lot lately.
Doesn't chocolate have caffeine naturally?
Yes, but not much.
This is like actual cup of coffee level of caffeine.
Holy shit.
Somebody spilled a 5-hour energy on a piece of chocolate.
You baked that right into the sauce.
It's awake chocolate. I've been having lots of caramel chocolate caffeine bars.
So if both of y'all are recording right now, that's great. We can get going.
Yep.
And
where?
We're not going anywhere. We're staying here.
We're going to Disneyland and Steve-O's driving.
We're going to Chinamoon.
Fuck capitalism, but I will go to Disneyland.
David, can we all stay at your house?
That's Disney World.
That's Disney World. Yeah, I was going to say.
David, still, can we all stay at your house?
And then fly to California?
No, there's not enough space.
There's plenty of space in mine, but it's in bumfuck Montana, so.
Right, yeah. We can maybe all fit in my full bed. I don't know.
You can either, one, come to my house and have nowhere to sleep. Two, go to Dizzy's house, but then you live in something that's big and forgettable out west. Or three.
I said, can I sleep in your car?
No. God, you didn't even let me finish. It was like you go to Rose's full bed, but then you run out of space because we're all going to be piled on there.
See, now that's where my brain made the mistake of saying, you know.
Oh.
God, I just listen, Steve.
Are you
just
getting a free pass on that joke?
I'm not getting a free pass. That shit's going to get edited the fuck out.
That is a free pass.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Not to perv on your O's, but fantastic set in Porn Spam. Very good.
Oh, that's only a fraction. If Kutsu was in here, he would tell you the stories of Dracula's porn portfolio in the Castlevania After Dark server.
Oh, dear. We can't talk about that. We have married men here.
There are also married women here.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of polyamory in that server, so all I'm saying is you could make it work.
What, vampires polyamorous? I never would have guessed.
Never?
Never.
I mean, maybe.
Hi, listen, Dizzy! Hi, Rose! Welcome to the show!
Oh, hi!
Hi!
That is a lot of Castlevania porn. I just clicked over to you. Whoa. Is that Legolas?
No, that is Alucard. But I could see why you would think that.
Why does Legolas have Kazuya's chest scar from Tekken?
That's a Netflix edition.
I know. You can hate me as much as you want. Good to see you guys. Well, good to hear you guys. Dizzy, starting with you, how have you been?
I have been in the middle of nowhere for the last 6 months.
I was going to say, as long as you don't answer with in pain, that's good.
That was earlier today.
I have some unfortunate news, Tebow, then.
You're also in the middle of nowhere and or in pain?
The latter.
What about the ladder? Is there something on the roof?
Hey. You know what? That's a solid 6 out of 10. I'll get so proud of that one. Okay.
That's a passing grade.
A passing grade, something my wife has not been giving out a lot this semester.
Oof.
I want to know what school you went to where 60% was passing. Holy shit, I would have loved that.
That's like every school in North Carolina.
So you said you were in pain?
Emotional pain, emotional pain.
Well, we're here to get that pain in a different vein, which is...
The jugular?
Both of you are...
Y'all are doing good!
This Castlevania story we're reading.
A Castlevania story that I didn't write. Awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, both of you are huge Castlevania fans. I don't know if we've had you on the show together before. Maybe once.
We were supposed to, but she was sick.
I was sick, and so I didn't get to, and I was so sad.
Well, you gave Sean your sickness this time.
Nice.
Oh.
Sean, get up.
Yeah.
And then get down.
Yeah.
Get well, Beard of Frost.
Castlevania fans, listen, if we just bring in, like, Kutsu and, by extension, Scout, we'd have, like, a full Castlevania episode.
That's a castle orgy all over.
That's a fang bang, baby. That's a fang bang.
Yep.
But I was told by Nerdy Show to say no fangs.
That's a long time ago.
Listen, I'm post-Nerdy Show. Y'all are gonna have to...
That's okay. Well, they're Omniverse now, but all the best to Omniverse.
I don't wish him the best.
David.
What? David. Listen, we're not going to bring...
They discovered you.
We're not...
What?
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
Whoa!
I will kick you off of my show, sir.
Evil's show.
David, honey, it's okay. It's not your show.
No, no, no. I take umbrage to that.
Okay, Dolores, but stop. It's okay.
Ooh, very good.
Bad jokes are bad. I'm sorry, David.
Do you ever feel like the person sitting at a table in a restaurant while the other table is having tons of drama?
But that's okay. Anyways, so we were brought together like, I was going to say organically, but it was orgasmically.
Orgasmically.
We were brought together. It was orgasmically brought together.
Good.
And then Mike died and I was sad. But let's read Castlevania.
Woo! Jesus, I just woke up my neighbors.
Yeah, I want to read about all those sexy, sexy Alucards.
Yeah.
Z, I'm the sexy, sexy Alucard.
He's a bishy.
He is a bishy. Wait, what era are we in? What are we talking
this
about?
This story was written in 2000.
Yeah, and this, he's a bishy.
If you've not watched the Netflix show, you need to watch the Netflix show because they gave him the fattest tits. They just gave
I've
him the
titties.
Biggest massive titties. It's amazing. They were just
titties.
Like,
Rose, in order to disrupt your femgasm, I am going to ask you to read page 6. Thank you.
Titties Belmont. He's got some fat fucking titties.
Disco of Evil. Oh, God.
I didn't get the link. Where is it? I'm sorry. I pulled a David. I'm sorry.
I haven't done that in quite some... Wait, I mean...
Don't sell yourself up the creek, Dave.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want to pull David, you got to go through my wife first, all right? And then we'll talk.
Okay, so fun fact, this didn't load at first when I had it up, and so it only showed me 5 pages. But apparently there's way more.
Yeah, and that's only half the story.
That's not even half, it's like a tenth.
No, I'm saying like 166 is half the story.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah. From now on, whenever we have both of you on, you're coming on the same night, and we're just going to read this in perpetuity.
Why would you curse? Why do you hate me, Steve-O?
Eventually, we will finish or die.
One of the two, yeah.
I think it's going to be the latter, honestly.
The heat death of the universe.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean.
Page 6, so you've already read that little end run they did.
Yeah.
No, I did. Yeah.
We had you muted while we were talking.
How dare you?
Logan, do you have me muted right now?
What is this, movie night?
No.
I can't take that much stimulation. I'm sorry.
Logan, do you wish you hadn't been muted right now?
No.
No.
Hold on. Can we talk? Speaking of things that are kind of adorable, I'm going to post this in Shame Bucket, but me and my wife recently finished watching the pilot for Has-Been Hotel and Hell of a Boss, and these plushies are fucking adorable.
They are so cute.
They are.
Oh, my
Looks
God.
Looks kind of like Riala from Knights.
You're a Riala from Knights. Dualize this, you ham.
We need to finish our riff on that, but please, Rose, read.
Look, we can finish it anytime you want. Oh you God. Just gotta fucking do it.
Why is it always gotta be me?
Because you're the creative talent. I'm just the hack who rides your coattails.
Anyway, they eventually stop.
No, David and I will never stop doing what we do.
God, I'm dying.
Don't die that fast.
I'm trying my best.
Bury me with Belmont's tits.
Bury me in Makeout Creek.
Belmont's tits are subpar. That's more my writing partner's thing. Bury me with Hector's tits. Anyway, they eventually stopped. Bob Belmont took a look around and was amazed at what he saw. They were in a land of great ancientness, mystery, and pie. A land still trapped in the old ways of magic and mass hysteria. Sorry, I thought like woman's hysteria.
Yeah, hysteria's unfortunately got a lot of baggage with it.
Yeah.
Hysteria. We'll prepare ya for hysteria.
I mean, it's appropriate. That is why they invented like vibrators. So like still on brand.
Prepare ya for hilaria. They love it in Bulgaria. Hysteria.
Are you done?
No.
But go ahead.
Okay.
Never.
Wear pin, double-spaced, stripe, suits, and fedoras were still highly fashionable. Oh no.
M'lady?
The 1920s, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
The homeland.
My dudes.
My dudes?
My dudes.
Hey, my dudes.
My lads.
My lads, how you doing?
Where the natives' accents...
Bitter.
Where the natives' accents were so thick, one had to ask, what? Like 30 times. They were in, of course, New Jersey.
Dracula. I don't even think this plan's gonna work,
Dracula. You know, Dracula would be in Jersey.
I wasn't really gonna send this to my brother in New Jersey. Like, I mean, this isn't really his thing. But now I certainly can't.
I really want a Netflix version of Castlevania, but Dracula's voiced by Patrick Warburton.
Oh, God.
So he's just like, Lisa, I've doomed our child. I'm sorry.
How do you say I'm killing our boy in that voice?
I'm killing our boy.
I hate it. Thanks.
I also hate it.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at my Simon Belmont pin.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming together.
Suddenly you hear the lube tube just squeeze out in Dizdon's hand.
That's right. It makes a really nice and satisfying squishy sound.
Just don't, like, pin it on your dick.
I want to, though.
That's not the plan.
I have to.
If you do, you have to put that in Not Safe for Life because it's technically sounding.
No. We're going to build a staircase on my dick. That'll make Lisa really happy.
No.
The castle has enough staircases, though. She can find us somewhere else.
That's a good joke.
Hey, man, where is this place? Bob Belmont asked.
Bob Belmont.
I can't. That's like a tongue twister for me.
Yeah.
Bob Belmont asked, fascinated by the flickering images and bright, pretty colors. Oh, God, it's Richter. Don't call me a man, Alucard responded, almost reaching a point of near slight miffdom.
I have a vagina.
I mean, some guys do.
Hey, listen, the trans Alucard headcanons are very strong in this fandom.
I'm not saying they're not, but in this particular headcanon, Patrick Warburton has a vagina and he plays Alucard. Or Dracula. Or whoever. I don't care. I just want Patrick Warburton to play literally everybody.
Or both. Alucard is just Dracula spelled backwards.
Right, so he's Patrick Warburton spelled backwards. Somebody figure it out. No, are you Brock or Sir Tap? That's Patrick Warburton backwards.
David.
What?
Better option. Patrick Warburton voices Camilla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Daddy likes.
Oh, wait. Shit, fuck. I have a...
Shit, fuck. Shit, fuck.
That sounds messy.
Based on the fact that Valerie and I do this show, that's going to be Dump Truck Trek's first words.
You gonna teach your child to say shit fuck?
That's Dump Truck Trek's first words, and it's also just what happens whenever you have Taco Bell before anal sex.
So, is the subtitle for this season now the pregnancy season?
Yes, 100%.
It's the opener.
Where's my fucking... Sorry, Bob apologized. I keep thinking like Bob the Builder, but it doesn't say Bob Bill. Now, to answer your question, Alucard stated, switching to exposition mode. Ah, oh, mood. Bob, we are in a land much different than your home, where thieves and villains would slash your throat for the price of coffee. A land where evil knows no bounds. A land started by ancient settlers from Europe. That's always a bad start.
Wait, was that an anti-imperialism stance? Because it's pretty cool if it is.
Yeah.
That's always my stance.
Good.
Anti-imperialism, fuck colonialism, no ethical conception, ethical consumption under capitalism. There you go.
You heard it here first, folks. Roses is total Chad for anti-imperialism.
You guys are using words I don't understand.
Don't call her a Chad. Chads are bad.
I'm the future the liberals want, let me tell you. Back in 1634,
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
I had to like think it through. Times were different.
Because Columbus sailed the ocean blue, you had to go and think it through.
Next meetup, I'm probably going to smack you for that. It'll be like a light smack. It'll be like
It'll never happen because I live in Florida.
Oh, that's even closer. I can just drive down to you and just
shit, fucking stay away from my house.
Shit,
don't come near here.
I live in fucking Alberta and I made it.
Shit, fuck.
You live in Alberta, but you also live...
There's president.
You live in like
in
an
Canada.
Area.
I had to cross an international border.
See, it's doable.
Yeah, you know what? The Florida-Georgia border might as well be an international border because it's like...
Yeah.
Oh, you have to go through all of the fucking anti-abortion fucking
shits. Yeah, Jesus, yeah.
David, just ride on a train and go to sleep.
I'm having such emotional whiplash listening to this, so I'm hearing about abortion billboards and looking...
Because that's what I want to do, Logan. I want to spend 64 hours going to fucking... Maryland.
It doesn't take 64 hours to travel
around. Shut up for a second. I'm hearing about abortion billboards and looking at fucking Alucard's luscious titties. There's a lot of...
Listen, Steve, you were here in Florida. You actively cringed at the 95-foot Confederate flag that was flying above a Tampa business.
Yes, because we didn't pull over for me to ejaculate on it.
Why would you want to ejaculate on the Confederacy? That's a waste of seed.
So it would stick and never unfurl, and nobody would have to lay eyes on it again.
They wouldn't care. They would be like, yeah, that's a crusty flag of America right there.
Logan, we're probably just going to get one rotation done. It's not worth it to try to push.
Logan, push. Birth us from your mind vagina.
Logan, you'll get seven reads next episode.
At this point, I'm just like doing something else.
All right, hold on. Rose, Dizzy, I got an important question for you.
Sure. Yes, what?
How do you feel about the result of the Royal Rumble?
Oh my god.
I didn't even watch it.
I literally give zero shits.
All right. Pretend that you did and just go from there. I want to know.
Rose, please read.
No, don't. Don't listen to him.
Listen, he's a bad influence. When the queen just figures out that Meghan Markle is not coming back.
Question.
I agree.
Possible answer.
Okay. You've just got done taking a terribly messy shit. There's no toilet paper.
Oh, no.
You cannot wash your hands before eating food, and it's finger food. Do you A, wipe with one of your hands, or B, wipe with a handful of live spiders?
I will take the spiders.
Fuck spiders, but not like that.
You idiot. Just take your shirt off and wipe with that.
You're not wearing a shirt.
No, you go in the shower.
No, Val. Taking a shower is not a valid option. This is a half bath.
Fuck that. I'm going to go take a
shower. No, a half bath is just the toilet and sink. That's what a half bath is.
You can't take a shower in the sink.
Well, then I will sit my ass in the sink and I will have a good time.
You are not fitting your ass in that sink, bud.
Man, you don't know how I live my life.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
I will sit on that like it's a fucking chair. I will wipe.
Exactly.
From back to front.
I will ride my chariot to clean Assville.
How are you going to get your butthole underneath the faucet?
Easy. I will fucking stretch. I will arch my back like a nun in heat.
You're gonna have to
fucking
insert
work it, girl.
Into your asshole.
You use fucking toilet paper.
Toilet paper. That was part of the premise.
You used a washcloth.
This is a really angry conversation.
Why would there be washcloths in a bathroom that doesn't have a shower and you can't wash your hands in?
The drying towel.
Listen, I'm not speaking from experience, but like, listen.
Please fucking read the goddamn fanfiction.
Oh, and we've already pissed off Logan.
I can't read. My hand is covered in shit, Logan.
I'm going to start just ejecting people from this server at random. They won't even be people on this call.
You're smiling. Do you want more Club Penguin fan fiction?
Cum Penguin?
Yes, Cum Penguin fan fiction. Oh no, it's a case of the giggles.
Wait, Steve, I have an important question to ask.
David, the answer to your question is I would use the spiders.
No, actually, this is a legit question. Did I leave my copy of Black Dynamite at your house?
No.
Shit, where the fuck did it go?
You lent it to a friend that you no longer talk to.
Is that really the case?
That is the case.
That's always the case.
Motherfucker, how did he get it?
I don't...
You lent it to him.
How? He's not the kind of person who's funny.
Dave, that's not really a fair analysis.
It's not. I'm being mean.
You are being mean. Speaking of, Reed!
I'm fucking trying. Would you stop asking me about
you are not trying
toilets and sinks and fucking spiders? Okay.
Shit, fuck.
And blame David.
Yeah, fuck David. God.
No, he's married.
Hey, listen, all right? Again, you have to go through my wife first, all right?
This is how the conversation started!
And?
We're in a fucking time loop.
Well, pitter-patter, let's get at her.
Are we at back in 1634?
When Columbus sailed the ocean blue?
Oh my god.
It is a time loop.
Times were different. People lived in grass huts and threw rocks at each other. They ate animals. They had to kill with their own gun, not one borrowed from a friend.
What?
Okay. Stop dying, people.
Y'all ain't helping. Listen to me. I said y'all. That's how you know I'm like ain't and youngins and y'aldiv and shit.
It's like I'm back in 1634, where Columbus sailed the ocean floor.
Yup.
They lived and they died. The true meaning of existence was unknown to these savage. Hey!
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, only savages borrow guns from friends.
Right.
You know what? Fair.
There are sandwiches. Sandwiches. You can't even fucking eat them.
I mean, it's Alucard. He thinks everyone's a savage.
Right. He's like, I'm so depressed.
He thinks everyone's a sandwich.
I wish everything was a sandwich between my fabulous titties.
Logan, what are you doing? Can I join you? He turned me down.
The only meanings they knew were small words like cat, tree, and pen.
And ball.
And good.
And rain. And banana, no!
But one day...
The Fire Nation attacked.
David, if you were here, I would strangle you.
Dizzy, I'm sorry if you don't.
He's gonna get to read. We're going to 9:30.
Oh my god.
What? I have bed. I have work.
We start 30 minutes early.
Work from home like the rest of us.
Listen, Steve.
David, we've gone through this. I'm not listening, I'm not looking, and I'm not understanding.
I was 4 hours late to work today, alright?
Good for you. David, we
that's
we
the start- same as stealing.
We start the show 30 minutes early. We end the show 30 minutes early. 7:30 to 9:30. You can't get off the Jersey Turnpike till we're done.
David, what fucking drugs did you take? Get out of Florida.
All right, Rose, I'm a level with you. I was allowed to drink for the first time in a week because I was on call. So,
Shit.
I was really, really thirsty, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
I don't took you adrift.
All right, go ahead.
When they live in Tokyo.
David, I don't often ask people to do this, but I need you to be straight with me.
Okay.
Not gay.
Don't be bi.
All right, I'll try not to be bi, but whatever. Let's go. What's up?
How much meth have you done?
I've never done an illegal drug in my life.
I don't think anybody in this chat has ever done meth.
Does he?
No, just weed.
Just making sure. But one day, a man in a really big, overly ornate hat...
I went to go get a beer and make a sandwich, and you're still not done.
Blame David.
What?
What? Why me? What did I do?
The afternoon is an idea. Nay, a quest. He said to the people... People, now I know you're going to think this is crazy, and I'll probably be burned as a heretic. Mood. But here goes. I have invented a marvelous device I have named a boat.
The dildozer.
A boat?
A motorboater.
Hey, Dizzy. We've mentioned boats, and we're in a Castlevania fic, so I need you to post Godbrand shitposting for the next until I'm done, okay?
Lisa will love it when I run my mouth between her titties.
Honestly, have you listened to Godbrand? Because that's like...
Logan, you could go make another beer and eat and drink another sandwich.
Yeah, let me go start brewing some beer.
Yeah!
By the time it ferments.
He was actually rumored to be completely drunk when he did all the recordings for that, which is hilarious
that's
to me.
That's great. Please keep reading.
I mean, I'm completely drunk right now, so it's all good.
That's great. Please keep listening.
I love to stop dying. As he said this, the man did the quote thing with his fingers. Alucard gave an example. The people naturally recoiled in horror. The man... The man continued. Now with this boat, more quote things, we can cross the long distances of water in a very short time period. How short? One of the braver men of the village asked. As short as your penis. No, the man answered...
But my penis is 7 yards long!
What? No, shush, 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 shush!
The man answered, oh, about 6 inches.
What? Impressed?
I know I am. That's right, ladies. All 6 impressive inches of this can be yours. If you pretend it's 3 inches, that's 6 inches.
Oh, I'm so far beyond 6 inches. I have a story about that later, but we probably won't have time for it.
Yo, man, don't be a size queen up in here, all right? Come on.
I have some very unfortunate news.
You have 3 sentences. Sorry, 4.
But I'd love to tell the story, though, because it's really fucking funny.
Yeah, wait till Dizzy gets his time, because we have to interrupt him for 35 minutes.
Oh, now you care about Dizzy's time, David.
I always care about Dizzy's time. He is the best man, Dizzy.
But he wasn't at your wedding.
Now, if only I could get my time down to 25 minutes and 45 seconds, then I'd be a world record holder.
Dude, you're getting there, man. You fucking keep
getting there.
You stay the course,
you're doing
man.
The best. You're doing the good work.
You're going to be drowning in that wife pussy, if you know what I mean, all right?
You got this.
Read!
The townsfolk gasped as one. Can we? Two? Yeah, okay. The result.
There's also a random quote at the beginning.
Oh, you're right.
I haven't been this shocked since Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
The resulting change in relative air pressure caused a horrible typhoon season in the Pacific Northwest.
What?
That's actually clever. I'll give it to him. Farmers and fishermen alike were forced to flee their homes and head out into the wilderness. In that land, there lived a small boy.
Ta-da!
Dizzy, it's your turn.
Congrats, Dizzy. You made it.
Editor's note. All facts are not verified by Encyclopedia Britannica. Believe me, I read that book from cover to cover. Well, I read the expurgated version of the letter K. Bob cleared his throat. What? Alucard asked. Weren't you getting to the point? Ah, yes, the point. What an elusive lass she be. Now, as I was saying, there lived in this land a small boy. I don't care about the boy. I just want to know where we are. Oh, well, in that case, turn around.
Bright eyes.
What?
Every now and then, I get a little bit excited.
I hate all of you.
Turn around! Turn around, Belmont. Bob Belmont did turn around, Bright Eyes, with such speed and dexterity that had anyone cared about how people turn around, Bright Eyes, they would have stepped back in awe. If they were watching, that is. After he finished his fantastic display of turning around, he was met face to sign with a giant billboard with the message, "Welcome to New Year."
New Year, New You.
I read the "Welcome to New Jersey," and for some reason, I started thinking of DGR. I'm sorry. "Welcome to New Jersey, now with only the second highest murder rate in the nation."
Oh, congrats!
But Baltimore still number one.
No, we're not.
I thought it was Detroit. Bob fell over.
Are you okay, Dizzy?
No, it's just my hands.
No, Baltimore fell over and he was very sad.
Oh, Lord, Baltimore's been dead for many a decade.
Right, because Columbus sailed the ocean blue and left him to fucking die.
Oh, my
no.
God.
East St. Louis.
Yeah, East St. Louis, more like sailed the ocean blues.
And then right after East St. Louis is normal St. Louis.
More like sold the ocean blues.
What about West St. Louis?
I tried to type East St. Louis and it came out Eat St. Louis.
Eat St. Louis.
Look, they got good barbecue there, all right?
Clearly someone is eating in East St. Louis with this murder rate.
Dizdon, please!
Have you ever tried the long pig?
No!
That's cannibalism and it's unacceptable.
The only thing I can think of is pink flamingos.
Oh, Dizzy, you posted Godbrand. Thank you.
Baltimore is only the leader in just sheer amount of murders.
Ejaculoid!
Mmm, my favorite.
So not yes. per capita is what you're saying.
Yes, not per capita.
I eat three bowls every day to help keep me strong and long and
it
down
keeps
to get
my
the
mind
friction
brilliant.
On.
I eat three scoops of ejaculoid.
Eat your gains.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Friday Night
no!
Fanfiction. Friday Night Fanfiction. Eat your gains.
You mean I've been standing in front of that this whole time? Bob demanded.
The builder?
Yes, now back to the story. The boy... Shut up about the story! I don't care about your fucking story!
No, no read we his have been story. Talking about the not-story for so long! I want to hear about the story!
No, no, it's your
why
stupid...
Why are we in Jersey?
Why does that vampire look like Dr. Venture?
Why are we in Jersey?
Yeah, why are we in Jersey?
Brock, can you go see what's going on up front?
There's season 11's opening. Logan gets up. Why are we in Jersey?
Jersey.
Why did we have to run here? Why are we in the middle of a freeway? Does he even know what a freeway is?
It's a way it's a way to be free.
Yeah, Bob Belmont will know what a freeway is. It's not 1634 when Columbus sailed the ocean floor.
And he was like, look at all these fucking fish, bruv.
Oh shit, there's the emerald weapon.
You ask too many questions. What's that supposed to mean?
Don't ruin my joke for later. Keep reading.
Alucard smacked Bob in a firm yet friendly manner, knocking him to the not so soft ground.
Give me a loving smack. I need a loving smack.
Alright, I'll be over in a half hour.
Yeah.
Are we going to Honey Pig?
Diz Don still won't be done his chapter.
I'm not a Dom, but I can make an attempt.
I am. I'm good at it.
Shut up, kid. You're starting to bother me.
What? I'm sorry, Diz. I didn't mean it like that.
And that's the last line of the page.
Okay.
Perfect right, timing. There's three stars.
Oh, it's up to the three stars?
Three stars.
Yeah, just go,
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the system of Sesame
is
Street
down.
Doing
the
here?
The system is down.
One star. Two star. Three star.
So I got two things that I need to do. Number one, David, back in 1631.
Or Columbus did a big sucking thumb.
Back in 1632.
Or Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Back in 1633.
Where Columbus scraped his stupid knee.
Back in 1634.
Where Columbus was a fucking boar.
Back in 1635.
Where Columbus tried to slam that jive.
Back in 1636.
Where Columbus tried to pick up sticks.
Back in 1637.
Where Columbus fucking went to heaven.
Back in 1638.
Where his son played it straight.
Back in 1669.
Nice. Nice. You know what I'm saying?
The other thing I have. David exited the taxicab amidst the snow-covered suburbs. The large white house with the red door had left the front light on. As the cab drove away, the man walked up to the door with his duffel bag slung over his shoulder.
God damn it.
As he rung the doorbell, he looked around. Taking in the memories of sight, sound, and smell. The scent of snow always did this to him. Dizdon opened the door, dressed in his usual adorable pajamas.
God damn it! Quit calling me out!
What? I find Dizzy to be a sexual dynamo, that's all.
I'm talking about the pajamas part.
Oh, shit. My bad, dude. I forgot you're very sensitive about your pajamas.
Your pajamas.
David? Dizdon gasped, exasperated and surprised. David lowered his sunglasses, which he was wearing at the time, and flashed that smile that always makes panties disintegrate.
I mean, yeah.
He doesn't have one of those.
He whispered.
It's a long way from West Africa.
No, that's not. Don't read ahead, you're wrong. He whispered, hey. Just barely audible. It's Dizzy time.
That's right. Because he's about to fucking lay the smack him yak him.
David.
What?
Look in Shane Bucket.
I can't.
I do not think we have enough time to do any more reads, but you are free to answer each other's questions that have been backlogged since we started.
When the blood hits your veins just right.
Yeah. You said you had a story about size, Rose?
Oh, yeah. This recently happened. So I went to the gynecologist.
I went to 1669.
Nice. I went to the gynecologist and I was getting the dreaded pap smear, you know, so they have to like put the speculum in and all that garbage and then like poke your cervix.
Isn't that where they take out the gargantuan American gladiator's Q-tip and wipe your vagina?
Yes, exactly.
No, they scrape it real good at the cervix.
Yeah, it hurts.
How do you fit that thing in there? That thing is like 36 inches wide and 10 inches circumference.
The same way a baby comes out?
God, no.
Okay, so, but here's the thing. This is a PA, right? So, like, not the usual doctor, and I'm just like, a student, let's let them learn, right?
I thought you were going to say that they broadcasted your fucking pap smear on the personal audio system.
They were like, all right, this is PBS's best of pap smear hour. Bob Ross is like, this is a happy little labia right here.
We're going to put a happy little bush right above that.
I love you, Lack. I'm glad you came up with it, but Pap Smear ASMR is the episode title. We're going to get so many hits on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So many
hits. So she, like, you know, she's kind of new, and so she just grabs the standard speculum and puts it in. I'm like, that hurts more than it should. And she's like, yeah, I can't see your cervix with this.
It's because it's fucking long and strong and down to get the friction on.
It's like at the end of the fucking airplane runway.
She goes to the actual doctor and is like, I don't know what's going on. And they're like, doctor comes in and is like, oh, you know, not all speculums are one size fit all. And I was like, what? And she says, we'll have to use the extra long speculum.
Oh, yeah. The big gym slave.
Get the dipstick.
I had to text everyone I know and be like, I just got diagnosed a size queen.
Yeah, pretty much.
Big Jim Slade, former linebacker of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm now officially a parachute.
No.
The PA was saying it was like, I just don't know why I can't see it. It's so rammed down there. I was like, God damn
you keep it. Saying PA, and I keep on thinking about my principal giving the morning announcements.
Hello, welcome to the morning announcements. Today lunch will be served inside Rose's cervix. It'll be very
which
deep.
Which is extra large.
Extra large
you'll
pizza.
Have plenty of room. You'll have plenty of room, don't worry. That thing's like a landing strip for food.
Not inside the cervix.
An all-you-can-eat buffet.
Just put your face right in there.
God. Val, the next time we go to the gyno, I'm going to ask where they keep the American Gladiators pap smear tests.
No, go ahead.
It was very painful, but this is a story that I can totally tell in Friday Night Fanfiction.
About a man named Brady.
You say that, but you haven't seen the freaking giant sonogram thing that they use to see fetus at 6 weeks, where it's basically like the size of one of my bigger dildos.
Yeah.
Did they put that in you or on you?
In.
Like, that's even a question, Steve-O.
They shove it in. Like, it's covered in metal, and they just, like, grease it up and shove it in. And they really push against the cervix to see the baby. And I'm like, holy shit. I would have liked a warning.
I also would have liked a warning before I looked up American Gladiator's pap smear.
That's your own fault, Steve-O.
Yeah, that's 100% you.
Now, I want to ask you, why were you all so upset about the wiping with spiders thing? I've never heard our conversation get that angry that fast, even when David and Logan argued about whether or not you fall or you get sucked into a black hole.
So it was
a stupid
fucking question.
Oh my God. Listen, you put your ass in the sink and then your legs stick over hang over the side and then you just lean forward and you run the tap.
There is no sink.
Yes, there is.
We were debating a sink.
It's an outhouse. There's no sink.
No,
there's no running water.
It's got a sink.
You're in Brazil.
Oh, fuck.
If it's an outhouse, I'm going to go grab some fucking leaves and wipe myself with them.
If it's in Brazil, nobody gives a shit if I walk around with a shit stain on my ass.
Maybe don't keep that in the episode.
Yeah.
For embarrassment for Rose or because we have people who listen in Brazil?
Oh, that's right. Shit, you're right. Sorry.
Both.
No, that's okay. We like offending people sometimes.
I don't. I've already done enough today.
To be bit by a black widow is one thing. To be bit by a black widow covered in shit.
I know. Not only would you be envenomized, but you'd probably get sepsis.
You'd also have sepsis.
Envenomized?
Yeah.
You'd also have sepsis.
So, not to completely tangent, but... I've always wondered why Lakitu always films Mario dying.
Shit.
Seriously.
That look of pure seriousness.
The hard times.
Hard times is fucking amazing. Like, The Onion has gotten too close to reality. Hard times, at least, is in the realm of fiction.
Hard times and Reductress are, like, knocking it out of the park.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, well, let's end on, well, I wouldn't say on a good note because, holy shit.
Mario's dead.
Mario is very dead.
Mario is extremely dead. He's got little X's over his eyes.
And we haven't even gotten to see anything about, you know, Alucard's titties.
Well, I was going to say something else, but...
Scroll the fuck up. I posted a bunch of Alucard titties.
Thank you to our patrons. Wait, does anybody of the FNF hosts besides Sean, who's sick and dying, want to read the patron list?
I'll read the patron list. Link it to me, baby.
All right. Hold on. I have to download it. Like 3 times.
Great. How do you download something like 3 times?
Because I have to get all the different tiers.
This is technically safe for work.
I don't like how you led that off. This is technically
safe. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right, so there's the first part, David, and I'll get the second part right now.
I'd like to thank our... Oh, shit, it's fucking tiny AF. All right, hold on.
Yeah, it is.
I'd like to thank all of our fucking Patreons. We got Afroak, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, Cassandra McCarthy, Disambiguity, Discus, Diston Plays. Hey, homie.
Hey. What's up, buddy?
Hey. Hey.
Epidil, Larry Curly, and copyright.
That's supposed to be Moe, but
with an accent, but...
I said Moe, but then I had copyright at the end of it.
Moe.
Mana, Matthew J., Richard Pryor, 17 Goats, feeling each other up in the same elevator as you.
Ooh, sure.
Kinky. The Waffle.
And now our Bullgate beneficiaries.
Which is Advent Dunn, Evan Baumel, Imposter Muppet Val.
No, there's no imposter.
Michael Fouch, Miri, Sarah for the win, and Wege.
Wage.
Wag.
Oh, yeah. Wagyu beef. Not as good as people would allow you to believe.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Respite by Emunator. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.